Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow. You want that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, right now. So you can have that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, it's so much more important than just making a lot of money, right? It's about creating impact, making a lot of meaning in your life and the lives of those around you. And that's what it means to be a Rippler. And guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create a ripple effect for you. The fact that you guys are binging and you're sharing and you're doing all these things and applying this information to make it work for you, that means the world to me. So thank you so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, where we got great blogs on there. We also got the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. You can download for free. And of course, if you haven't gone to our YouTube channel, check out the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page, where you can subscribe there and be able to keep up to date with all these shows on YouTube. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I had a really unique experience. One of my past guests, in fact, you guys probably remember, Paul Welling said, "Hey, Chris, you need to talk to this guy. Like, this guy is amazing. And what he does with creating money, you'll love. And it's just perfect for your listeners." And I started talking to Nate and I thought, man, in the world of Amazon and the world that we're in today with digital and really ways to create digital wealth, this was a cool opportunity. So I'm bringing on a special guest named Nate Shields. Now Nate does have a real estate background. He's done things with real estate investing, but he found this unique niche with books specifically. And so I want to have him talk about that. So Nate, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I am happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background, your story.
Yeah, my background, I was in marketing for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then I made the shift into something that I really enjoyed, which was real estate. So I was in real estate for about 6 years as an agent. A couple years into that, I got the real estate investing bug. And so I partnered up with a buddy and now we own 28 units in 3 states. Nice. I've flipped half a dozen properties the last few years as well. And I'm a blogger for Bigger Pockets. Some of you may be familiar with that website and their podcast. So that's kind of the background. But during this whole pandemic quarantine thing, you know, I was kind of bored and kind of itching to do something. And there's really not a whole lot to do. So I think I was listening to a podcast actually. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was probably the Side Hustle podcast. Okay. And they had a guest on there talking about selling books on Amazon. And it wasn't completely foreign to me because I think a year or two prior to that, I had gone down like the YouTube rabbit hole of, you know, watching some videos of these guys that flip books. And it's like, that sounds kind of interesting. And it's kind of amazing some of the finds that they would get for like a dollar and then flip it for $100. And I was like, man, that sounds really interesting and kind of like unbelievable almost.
Yeah.
So when I heard that podcast, it kind of like, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, I have time. It doesn't sound like it costs a whole lot to start up either. So let's just try it. I'll give it a couple months and see what happens.
Yeah. And what's happened?
It's turned into a, it's not a side hustle. It's a full-time gig. Yeah. So I started, this was back. So I set up my Amazon seller account in April.
Yeah.
I sold my first book on Amazon in June. Mm-hmm. And as of tomorrow, I'll have 2 employees. So wow. It's scaled a little bit.
So within 6 months, you're already hiring employees and everything, trying to really you have a business. You create a business within 6 months.
Right. Yeah. And for very little cost, probably surprisingly little, you know, for some businesses, even to get in to buy something that's existing is tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. Yeah. And for something like this, for a few $100, you can get going.
That you definitely won't find that in real estate, I guess, huh?
Not really. I mean, you can certainly use other people's money, but that comes with a price as well and a little bit of risk. So, you know, I think everyone has a couple $100 and a little bit of time. So if you want to kind of side hustle some books, find them for free or cheap and flip them for some nice profits. It's not as sexy maybe as flipping a house and the numbers aren't quite as big, sure. But the ROI is actually far greater.
Right. That's interesting. So, I mean, and from your perspective, I mean, you've done real estate, right? And you've been in that world. Like, why do you like this business better? Or do you like it better? Maybe you still like real estate better.
I like real estate for the long term with rental properties. I do like that a lot. But when it comes to like flipping properties versus flipping books, I like flipping books more. There's a lot less risk, a lot less headache.
Less paperwork. Less,
less paperwork, less barrier to entry. I don't need a license, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, when I was flipping a lot of properties with zero money out of pocket, but that meant I had to have investors or hard money.
Sure.
And that comes with a little bit of risk and it comes with a little bit of paperwork and headaches and, and just, you know, the mental bandwidth there too, to have to, you know, just manage all that stuff, including the rehab and everything else. So for me, this was far less stressful, to find a book for $1, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, I have another book on my bookshelf.
Right. Well, and describe to us the process you deal here. Like when you're flipping books, right? Like what is it exactly you're doing?
Right. So, I mean, books are plentiful. That's the nice thing, you know, with the real estate market, it's really hard to find a good deal. It can take months or years to find like a really sweet deal where you're going to make a ton of cash on.
Yeah.
But, with books, I mean, people literally are just looking to get rid of books a lot of times. I would say probably half the books I get are free or practically free because people just need to unload them. Libraries need to unload them. People are throwing books away, whatever it is. I mean, you can find them on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, estate sales, garage sales, thrift stores. You can find them pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
And the process is as simple as downloading an app on your phone. You could use the Amazon seller app, which is basically free, but I prefer to use a book specific one called Scout IQ. And basically you scan a book, most modern books have a barcode on the back and you scan the barcode or you scan the ISBN number and it will basically tell you based on a lot of different factors, how often the book is selling, the rank, your potential profit to sell on Amazon. And that can either be for fulfilled by Amazon or it could be merchant fulfilled. So there's a couple different ways you can sell on Amazon. So really it's as simple as getting this app, scanning a book, you see if it's profitable or not.
Yeah. And you could be scanning, like say you're in the thrift store, you scan it, you can find out right there if it's even worth buying, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can plug in your buy cost, say it's $2 and you see that it's selling for, you know, $37 or so on Amazon. And after they get their fees, you know, you might make $15 on that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Cause I told you, I mean, just the other week, you know, I was at a yard sale. Somebody was, you know, had their little yard sale going on and they had a bunch of books and they just said free, like just take whatever you want. Right. And we found some pretty good books, even just our kids wanted, you know, we had to limit them, of course, like don't take them all. I mean, I found that like the Choose Your Own Adventure book, which that made me, the little boy in me excited. I'm like, I haven't seen these for years. We got to get it. You're like, it's mine, you know? But I mean, like the cool thing is you could probably just scan it right there in their driveway, you know, that little barcodes to say, all right, I'm going to pick and choose these ones, you know, just the ones that's going to make me the most money. And then you're flipping them and making cash. And by the way, how long does that process usually take to do that?
So from getting a book to sending it to Amazon to getting a sale can take anywhere from a few weeks to up to a year. Some books don't sell as often as other ones. And so that's some of the risk there is if you go past a year and that your book is still sitting in an Amazon warehouse, you're going to have some long-term storage fees potentially. Yeah. So that's why you want to make sure that you're buying books that have the potential to sell, which you can see in the app that, you know, this many books, this title has sold this many times in the last 6 months. So, you know, it's relatively certain that as long as you don't price it incorrectly, it will sell. Now you do have to keep up with pricing too, because a lot of times there's a lot of pressure on pricing to come down, especially if Amazon comes on the listing or something like that. But you just have to keep up with some of that stuff. But for the most part, yeah, you can have your first sale within a month, I would say.
Wow. And that's kind of what you did. That's why now you've got employees and everything within just a matter of months.
Right. Yeah. So basically what I do, you can do basically what we call cherry picking. So when I first started out, I was just, and nothing was open. There were no thrift stores. So yeah. I just used Facebook Marketplace. I messaged, we live in a college town, so there's a lot of textbooks and stuff like that. People are always posting books on Facebook Marketplace or on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And, just kind of negotiating over Facebook Messenger. And then we do a door pickup or drop off or whatever and pay for it over Venmo or with cash or whatever. And so that's how I would get the books. And then I had a software program called AccelerList, which you can then scan the books into that listing program and it talks with the API on Amazon and essentially creates your shipment. Then since I'm doing primarily fulfilled by Amazon, I send it to a warehouse via some nice discounted rates with UPS and they check it in there. Once it's checked in, then it's available for sale. And so then it's up to the buying public to find my book, buy it, and then Amazon will compensate me a couple of weeks later.
That's awesome. And within a few months, like I know you were starting to do this part-time, like you said, it's become a pretty legit business now, but even when you're doing it part-time, like what kind of income were you seeing from this? Like what kind of profits?
Yeah. I mean, I think, part-time you could make $1,000 a month. Spend some evenings and weekends doing some of the sourcing. If you're smart about sourcing and the types of books you're buying and getting them into Amazon as quickly as you can, and you're not pricing them too high, stuff like that. I mean, you can make enough money to cover your mortgage or your car payment or put a little extra aside for retirement.
That's pretty awesome. Considering, I mean, you might have to drop $100,000 or so on a property just to be able to cash flow that same amount. You know, that's
right. Yeah. You could drop $100,000 and maybe after all your expenses, you're cash flowing $100 or $200 a month. Whereas with something like this, you probably put in a few more hours, but you're kind of guaranteed to have quicker cash flow with less risk.
For sure. Yeah. Now I know there's two ways that someone could, learn from you to do this. Cause there's some people I know that say, I want to do this myself. This could be a good part-time side hustle or whatever. Right. And there's people like me who says, okay, I don't know if I want another side hustle, but I know there's gotta be a way to make this work. Right. What are the two different paths somebody could take with this business?
Yeah. So there's a couple different ways you could go. You could either kind of do how I started, kind of cherry pick some titles at thrift stores and garage sales, make your money that way, but there's a little bit more work. Another way you can make a little money from, say, your personal library is, I can give you access to the app and you can scan the books and it'll just tell you accept or reject. And you just put those accepts in a pile, put them in a box, send them to me. I'll pay for your shipping. I'll give you $2 per book. And that way you kind of cleaned out your house a little bit and made a little bit of money.
That's awesome. So you don't have to wait for, I know the big problem that we've had is that, clutter's built up in the house of stuff we want to give the Goodwill, but when you have to make an appointment 2 or 3 weeks out, you're like, forget it. I'll do it later. And then just procrastinates, especially if you got books. You're like, hey, I can unload these books. I'm not even listening to. You can tell I use Audible a lot, right? books that you read, you might even not be doing that. You can say, cool, at least let's make a few bucks off of stuff that's just sitting in our house, creating clutter, right?
Right. Yeah. It's a good way to kind of clean up and make some money because you're not going to make money off of those at Goodwill. And a lot of thrift stores and libraries are not even taking donations still due to COVID. Yeah. So there's kind of a glut of books out there, but people need to make some room or you know, just get rid of some stuff, make some room for some other things.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you, let's say they wanted to use the book scanning, you know, app that you have, right, and be able to send them to you, how would they best go about doing that? Like, who'd they
contact? Could just, you could just send me an email, just nate@nateshields.com, and we can get you set up on the app. And then I'll give you, you know, however much time you need to kind of scan through your books, but usually doesn't take more than a day or two. And then we can arrange for payment and shipment and all that stuff. It's pretty easy.
Awesome. And if somebody wanted to do more of the active route, what would you recommend for them?
I would recommend, you know, going on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I would look up the Book Flipper. He's actually the creator of Scout IQ, the app that I use. And they have some really useful tutorials and just some basics of the business, how it works. That way you can kind of see it in action. Yeah. But certainly if someone wants to get a little deeper into it, I'm happy to have a conversation with them because there are a lot of moving pieces. And it did take me some time personally too, where not all the information is out there. I think the biggest headache for some people is, okay, now I have 100 books. How do I get them to Amazon? Because it's a little complicated. Yeah. The listing, do I need a listing software? How do I ship them? What barcodes do I need? There are definitely a few moving pieces there.
For sure. Well, man, this is so cool. And I know there are some people that are out there saying, we're going to use the low capital to create great cash flow. And this is the perfect example of that. And I love it. You know, whether somebody goes more passive or more active with it, there's lots of great options here. So we'll definitely be sure to put your email in the show notes so that people can reach out to you and find out. So, man, this is awesome stuff. I appreciate your time, Nate.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris.
So everybody else, hey, if this is something you're like, hey, I could do this, or I've got potential here, guys, why not turn your other paper into other paper, right? Why don't you get this paper out of your place, turn it into actual paper money, you know, do something that's actually awesome, especially if we're moving to the holidays. This could be a great way to get some extra cash in your pocket. And who knows, this could even be the side hustle you've been waiting for. So again, it's not just about listening to this and say, that's cool, but it's about doing something about it, guys. So don't just be a hero of the word, be a doer as well. I challenge you to go out and do that. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week, guys. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.